Title: Masked Break Noise Cleanup by Phrase Advanced. All right, welcome back. This one's for the people who love breaks with attitude but hate when the hiss embarrasses you the moment the track gets sparse. In drum and bass, a good break is usually two things at once. It's got that golden groove and swing, and it's also carrying a bunch of junk. Hiss, vinyl crackle, room tone, mic bleed, weird noisy tails, random little transient ticks. And here's the key idea for today. You don't want to clean the break, you want to clean the noise only when the noise is actually exposed. Because in the drop, that noise is often masked. You've got bass, hats, cymbals, distortion, crowd energy. The break can be gritty and it just reads as texture. But in an intro, a breakdown, a stop, a fill, suddenly that exact same noise becomes the loudest thing in the room. So the mission is phrase-based cleanup. The break stays vibey and raw when it's supposed to, and it tightens up automatically when the arrangement exposes it. Let's build it. First, set your break up in a DNB ready way, because cleanup is only as good as the clip you're feeding it. Drop your break onto an audio track. Name it Break A. Open the clip. Make sure warp is on. For a lot of modern DNB work, Complex Pro is a decent starting point, but if you notice your snare attack getting smeary or soft, switch to Beats. Beats mode is often better for classic jungle bite because it respects transients. Set Preserve to Transients and bring the envelope somewhere around 10 to 25 as a starting range. Now don't just loop two bars and call it a day. The whole point is phrase-aware processing, so consolidate a phrase you'll actually arrange with. Grab 8 bars or 16 bars of your break edits, your little fills, your stop-start moments, then consolidate with Command or Control J. This makes automation clean and predictable. Now we listen. And we listen in two ways, solo and in context. Solo the break and scan for where the noise lives. Listen between hits, especially around ghost notes. Listen to the tail of the snare. Sweep your attention up into the highs around 8 to 16k for constant fizz. Then check low mids, around 150 to 350 Hz for room tone and mud. Then stop soloing. Bring in the full mix elements, bass and sub, maybe pads, maybe hats. Notice how the drop masks things that feel disgusting in isolation. That's the whole philosophy of this lesson. We're not chasing clean, we're chasing appropriate. Now we build the rack. On break A, add an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Chain 1 is your default sound. Call it grit. This is basically your normal break tone with just basic housekeeping. Put EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Steep enough to get rid of sub junk that doesn't belong in a break. If it's boxy, you can do a gentle dip in the 250 to 400 range, like 1 or 2 dB. Wide Q, nothing surgical. Optionally add drum bus for some weight and cohesion. Drive in the 2 to 8 range. Crunch lightly if you want, and usually leave boom off because your sub should own the true low end. Optionally add saturator, soft clip-on, a couple dB of drive. This is about keeping the break confident, not turning it into a distorted mess. Cool. That's grit. Chain 2 is the one that makes this whole thing advanced. Call it cleanup. Phrase. This chain is not meant to live on all the time. It's meant to fade in when the arrangement exposes the noise. First device. Gate, but we're using it like an expander, not a brutal chop. Set threshold somewhere around minus 30 to minus 20 dB to start, but don't lock onto numbers. We'll calibrate by ear. The important part is return. Pull return down so it's reducing the between hit noise, but not slamming it to dead silence. Think minus 6 to minus 15 dB. This is how you keep the break from sounding edited in the wrong way. Attack. Fast, but not clicky. Around 0.3 to 1.5 milliseconds. Hold. 10 to 30 milliseconds to stop chatter. Release. Typically 60 to 140 milliseconds so tails feel musical and you don't get that sippery pumping. If the gate has a floor control, don't make it totally silent. A tiny bit of floor keeps it from feeling sterile, especially in older break material. Next, EQ 8. This is your tone cleanup. Match the high pass again, somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. Then add a high shelf cut to reduce hiss. Put the shelf around 9 to 12k, and try minus 2 to minus 6 dB depending on how fizzy the break is. If you've got a whine or ring, do a narrow notch. Use a tight Q, like 8 to 12, sweep to find the annoying frequency. A lot of the time it's in the 3 to 6k zone or sometimes way up around 10 to 14k. Cut maybe minus 3 to minus 9 dB, but only as much as you need. Then add multiband dynamics. This is the secret weapon for defizzing without murdering transients. Set your crossover so the high band starts around 6 to 8k. Focus on controlling sustained high energy, not smashing every snare hit. Use a ratio around 2:1 to 3:1. Set the threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. When that hiss is constant, attack around 5 to 15 ms. Release around 60 to 150 ms. We want it to breathe. If it clamps, it'll sound like the highs are ducking with a groove, and that kind of noise modulation can be more obvious than the noise itself. Finally, add utility at the end of the cleanup chain. This is not optional if you want to make good decisions. We're going to loudness match the chains. Here's a coach note that matters. Match equal loudness, not equal settings. Toggle cleanup on and off, and adjust utility or chain volume so it's the same perceived level as grit. If cleanup is even 1 dB quieter, your brain will call it better, but you're just being tricked by volume. Now we need one control to run this whole thing. Map the cleanup chain volume to a macro. Name the macro cleanup amount. I like a parallel blend approach. Keep grit steady at 0 dB, and bring cleanup up from minus infinity to taste. That way it still sounds like the same break, just with controlled noise, when needed, rather than a hard switch between two different identities. Now the main event. Phrase automation. Go to Arrangement View, turn on Automation Mode with A. Create locators. Intro, Build, Drop, Breakdown, Fill, Outro. Even if you don't keep them forever, they help you think like an arranger, not like a sample editor. Then automate cleanup amount by section. In the intro, where the break is exposed, push cleanup amount up, think 60 to 90%. In a sparse breakdown, same deal. In the build, maybe 40 to 70, depending how exposed it is and what else is playing. In the drop, pull it down, often 0 to 30%. Let the break be gritty because the mix masks the noise and the grit reads as energy. And here's the pro move, fills and stops. Anywhere there's a gap or a 1B dropout, spike cleanup amount up briefly, like 80 to 100%, so you don't hear hiss hanging over a silence. But don't draw everything as hard rectangles. Curves matter. If you jump from 0 to 100 instantly, it can sound like a different sample just got swapped in. Give it a little ramp. An eighth note to a quarter bar ramp into a new section is usually enough. Save the super fast 1/16 ramps for moments where you genuinely want that edited, dead stop effect. Now, let's talk about a super common pain point, snare tails. A lot of the ugliness blooms right after the snare transient, not on the transient itself. So we want to clean tails without flattening punch. Option A is simple and effective. Automate the high shelf gain on the cleanup EQ. In the intro and breakdown, you might shelf down minus 4 to minus 8 dB. In the drop, maybe only minus 1 to minus 3. That tiny difference can be the line between professional and why does my intro sound like an MP3 from 2004? Option B is more advanced. Sidechain the gate from a trigger signal, so the gate opens on real hits instead of reacting to hiss. Duplicate the break to a new track called Break Trigger. On Break Trigger, put a Q8 and band limit it so it's mostly transient information. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 4 to 6K. You can add a saturator to exaggerate the transient if you need. Then go back to the gate on the cleanup chain, enable sidechain, and set audio from to break trigger. Now the gate is being told when the drums actually happen, and you can often set a lower threshold without fluttering. This is huge for breaks where the hiss is loud enough to confuse the gate. Now, an advanced pitfall. You can absolutely destroy the groove with cleanup if you're not careful. Ghost notes and that air push between hits are part of the role. If your break suddenly feels stiff, the first thing to adjust is the gate depth. Use return so it's expanding, not chopping. Return around minus 8 to minus 12 dB is often a sweet spot. Give the gate a bit more hold. Give it enough release that it feels musical. And if ghost notes are still disappearing, don't keep forcing the gate harder. That's when you let EQ and multiband do more of the work, especially in the exposed sections. Reducing extreme highs is often less destructive than trying to gate away every last bit of noise. Another coach note that saves time. Make gating predictable with clip gain. If you've got edits, fills, little stutters, reverse hits, they might be louder or quieter than the main loop. If you chase the gate threshold for every section, you'll go insane. Instead, normalize the behavior by adjusting clip gain so peak levels are more consistent across phrases. Or put a utility before the rack to standardize level. The idea is, one automation curve should work reliably. Now let's upgrade the concept with an arrangement mindset. Try this, in the last 2 to 4 bars before the drop. Slowly reduce cleanup, so the break reveals a little more dirt as you approach the drop. That rising grit reads as tension, even before the bass lands. Then in the drop, keep cleanup low and let the mix do the masking. And for stops, Don't wait until the gap to spike cleanup. Spike it just before the stop so the tail is already controlled. Then do a fast fade or a clean trim. That prevents the classic mistake, where the edit reveals one last burst of hiss right on the cut. If you want to go even more advanced, build a three-state macro. Instead of one continuous blend, create a single macro called phrase mode that controls multiple parameters at once. Gate threshold or return depth, EQ shelf gain, maybe multiband high band threshold. Then you set three sweet spots. Drop mode, minimal cleanup, exposed mode, strong cleanup, top mode, near silent tails. Now your automation becomes musical and simple. You rate the arrangement using those three positions, with ramps into section changes and quick moves for stops. It's almost like you're performing mixed decisions, not drawing a million tiny lines. Two more high-level pro tricks before we wrap. 1. Mid-side cleanup. Crackle and hiss often feel wide, while kick and snare live more in the center. Put EQ8 in M/S mode on the cleanup chain and reduce the high shelf more on the sides than the mid. You keep snap and presence, but their gunk around the stereo edges disappears. 2. If you clean the break and it feels too polite, don't put the dirt back by undoing the cleanup. Add intentional texture. Make a separate noise track with vinyl or noise. High pass it somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Band pass it if you want character, and sidechain it from the snare or the trigger track. Now the grit follows the groove on purpose, and the silence stays clean. Practice assignment. Quick and specific. Pick a noisy break. Arrange 32 bars. 8 bar intro, 16 bar drop, 8 bar breakdown. Build the grit and cleanup rack. Automate cleanup amount so intro sits around 80%, drop around 15%, breakdown around 85%. Add two quick spikes to 100% on one beat stops. Then bounce it and check three things. In the intro and breakdown, is the constant high garbage reduced without killing the ghost movement? This audio version is shortened for playback.